It's summer camp season, or summer festival season if you prefer, and a hybrid of the two is underway at the Sonoma State University campus. It's called California Summer Music, and with me here is Artistic Director Irene Sharp to tell us more about it. This has been going on locally for 7 years. Who comes and what do they do?
We have people that like to play chamber music. The students are from 12 to 25, and they include violinists, violists, cellists, pianists, and composers.
And they come from all over?
They come from all over the United States, for sure. And lots of times we have people from Europe or South America or you name it. They find us somehow.
So they're here for most of the month. What do they spend that time doing?
3.5 weeks. And they spend time learning a chamber music piece, and the composers compose a piece, and our performers play that piece on programs, and everybody gets recordings of their works that they're doing.
And some of these performances, I understand, are open to local folks who might want to attend.
All the concerts are very open for local people, and everything is free.
The price is right, and you're going to be taking advantage of the facilities at the Green Music Center now.
Last year, we did a master class and 2 performances, I think, in the Green Center. It's a very big place for people that play chamber music. And we're looking forward to next year when the smaller auditorium will be ready and it'll just fit us fine.
Now, who are the instructors for all of this?
The instructors are professors of music or their various instruments from all over the states now, I guess. We don't have anybody coming from Europe this time.
Are they people who've been involved over the time? How do you recruit them?
We recruit them because we hear that they're wonderful teachers and they love chamber music and they play the right instrument. We all live together on the campus of Sonoma State University.
This has been going on for a number of years. I would guess you have a number of repeat participants on the faculty, if not among the students.
The faculty is pretty steady, and it's only occasionally we have to place somebody else in some position. Like we have a violinist from Washington, D.C., I think. He has just joined us last year, but that's one of the rare times when we change. Most of us have been here for 20 years.
Do you have repeat students from year to year at all?
Yes, I think we have some students that come for, say, 3 or 4 years, and then lo and behold, they become RAs, and then they help out, and they come back and visit us and play for us, too, occasionally.
What was the concept? What was the goal when you set this up originally?
It's very unusual to have young players play chamber music at a very, very high level because they're either playing solo or they're playing in orchestras. So this is a time to get them started in playing in a group, and they can do that for the rest of their lives. They only have to have 2 or 3 other people that would like to do it too.
What does it take for the students who want to be in this to qualify to get in?
They have to send us a tape, or now they do it on the internet, of 2 contrasting pieces, and we find out if they're far enough along learning their instrument to be able to play chamber music, which tends to be demanding and difficult.
It's been going on for 20 years. You see a long and rosy future stretching out ahead?
People love it. People come back and visit us, and I think it's an important thing to do.
Well, thanks very much for coming in and telling us all about it.
Thank you.